Hello there, Signore. What's up, places? Before I start the speech, I have a message. Your country isn't the only one online. My first topic is about Roblox. Roblox is a game about creativity and fun, which a lot of countries have. Roblox allows you to create what you want with no limits whatsoever. With this, you can build towers, bridges, and videos. Once, while playing on a server with my friends, when a person from China joined on the server and started speaking Chinese. At first, we thought this was weird, but then he began building castles and big towers, which we thought was cool and very creative. That was an example of creativity from another country, which, as Carl Sagan once said, imagination will often carry us to worlds that never were, but without it, we go nowhere. Secondly, on Facebook, there are more than 9 million people on Facebook, which some of them share our culture. Many of Australia post their holidays online, which other countries and follow. One time on Facebook, I posted several photos of Christmas, and I got comments from all over the world. Another time, while scrolling through some photos for Christmas, I found a photo from Japan. That was an example of culture we share that others follow. Did you know a third of the world doesn't have a computer? No? Well, now you do. Last of all, a joke has been going around called the Illuminati Confirm joke. This can be found in the comments of YouTube videos, mostly video game videos. This joke would usually try to find a three or a triangle in the video to say Illuminati Confirmed. A lot of people contribute to this joke from all over the world. Also, these comments get lots of replies, bringing lots of people with wacky names in a conversation, like Fartlord18 and Poopmaster962. So, that are three different topics telling you why your country isn't the only one online. Thank you for listening.